And it is a lower league show, and it's John Gibbons hosting. And yeah, we can have a little bit of a look at what's going on, particularly in Leagues 1 and 2 today. And so, of course, to join us, we've got our resident expert, James from D3D4 Football. James, thanks so much for coming on.
No, pleasure. It's, you know, I would urge all your fans who follow you so dedicatedly to really give League 1 and 2, especially the playoffs, if not anything else, their time, because this season they've embodied just what is so great about football. It's been utterly enjoyable. And I'm speaking from an Oxford perspective. My team lost 6-3 in the playoffs this season. You know, second year in a row that we've been knocked out. Last year, obviously, in the final to Wickham. This year, we didn't make it that far with semi-final defeat to Blackpool. But thoroughly enjoyable, really is. And it's one of the magics of EFL football that it really doesn't lend itself to predictions very well. You can't predict what's going to happen, and it's just been amazing this season already.
Yeah, I've watched quite a lot of the playoffs over the weekend. I really enjoyed it. I'm certainly going to sort of keep going. The first game I want to talk about is Sunderland Lincoln, then, because, you know, for Sunderland, it's going to be another year in League One, and there's some big clubs who didn't even make it to the playoffs. You think about Portsmouth and Ipswich, who another season. Sunderland, another season in League One. They just can't get out, no matter how hard they try.
No, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, you know, I remember their director saying it would be a disaster for this club to be in League One for 3 years or more. I mean, you know, they're heading into another year, another campaign, 4 years now in the fourth tier. In the third tier. And it's very, very difficult because, you know, only two teams go up automatically, and you have to be really good to make those places. The challenge is always going to be trying to, I think, with Sunderland, it's trying to meet their expectations, because, you know, they had really good spells under Lee Johnson, followed by probably one of the worst in the club's history, which saw them at one point be on the cusp of the automatic promotion places. Then they obviously fell away and had to settle for a playoff place. They came into the playoffs with no form at all, were beaten 2-0 in the first leg at Sinsel Bank by Lincoln side, managed by Michael Appleton, who I think is one of the best coaches probably outside the Premier League.